New York City could earn a literary prize for some of its urban legends. Go to New York and you'll hear about people killed by pennies falling from the Empire State Building. You'll hear about mob hit victims buried under Yankee Stadium. That one isn't true, as far as we know. There is also a tall tale about the New York City subway system. It is by far the largest subway system in the nation, carrying more than 1 billion people every year. Some of those writers in Manhattan have a story that's right up there with the Loch Ness Monster. It's the story about the fact that someday there will be a subway underneath New York's Second Avenue. George Boderke continues our look at the subway's 100th anniversary.
Imagine waiting for a train for 80 years. Residents on Manhattan's East Side don't have to imagine. That's how long they've been looking down the tracks. Silent Cal, Calvin Coolidge, was president when they got on the platform in 1925. It was an early spring afternoon when then New York City Mayor John Hyland broke ground on a project designed to bring Manhattan a Second Avenue subway. But through the years, many New Yorkers have grown tired and with each new wrinkle lose more faith that the train will ever arrive. Bob's lived in the neighborhood for 66 years.
It's not even worth the thought. They haven't dug nothing.
But other New Yorkers are more patient and less willing to give up the dream. Elias Nectolo is a barber on Second Avenue.
We have to wait. We're not rushing. We gotta wait.
The Second Avenue subway proposal is kind of like the age-old story about alligators in New York City's sewers. Everybody's heard about them, but only seeing is believing. Stacy Schwartz is a young, freckled-faced redhead pushing a baby stroller up Second Avenue.
I'll believe it when I see it, but I think it would be great. The closest subway is at least a 15 to 20-minute walk, and I think that a lot of the commerce and stores and restaurants up here would really benefit from having a lot easier access than just the buses.
While construction on the Second Avenue subway began in the 1920s, the Great Depression derailed the project for decades.
Our guest today on Meet the Press is the governor of New York, Nelson A. Rockefeller.
He might not have known it during this appearance in 1968, but New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller would reignite hope that Manhattan's East Side would see a new subway line. In 1972, Sanford and Son made its television premiere. About the time, ground was again broken for the Second Avenue subway. Governor Rockefeller put a shovel in the ground for the line at East 103rd Street. At the ceremony, he joked that no one could accuse the city of acting rashly with the project. Work on the subway line actually did proceed for 3 years, and transit officials finished about 1 mile of excavation. But then New York City's fiscal crisis in 1974 brought the project to a screeching halt. Today, New York City finds itself in a familiar place, with a promise that work will soon begin on the Second Avenue subway. Should anyone hold their breath? Not unless you want to turn blue, says Stan Fischler, author of Subway Into the City.
It'll probably happen when I get wings and I can fly across the Hudson River.
But New York City transit officials insist they're serious about starting construction on the Second Avenue subway line by the end of the year. Still, nearly 80 years after the project was first announced, New Yorkers have good reason to be skeptical. After all, it only took 6 years to build the Transcontinental Railroad connecting the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, and that work was completed almost entirely with bare hands. For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey in New York.